I don't think I have either. Yeah. Has he come in here at all?
I don't know that he has come in here. At least, I would be surprised if he hadn't, but it probably was back maybe during the days with Tom, perhaps. I'm just not sure.
He was here about 2 months ago.
Oh, he was here? Ago. 2 months ago?
2-3 months ago.
Okay, so he did come in 2-3 months ago. So, I normally see Bob at different events, but Bob has been a wonderful servant leader on the Treasure Coast for a lot of years, and I just thank God for leaders that are here that have lived above reproach, and that is significant to me. I knew I could call upon him in reference to Mickey Evans, and I don't believe we remember those pioneers that God sent into our community. Many people don't know of them. They don't even know of Dunklin Camp. They don't know anything about the history. They don't understand the richness and the global impact that the Treasure Coast of Florida and ministers and ministries right here up and down the coast of Florida have had in our nation, of course, and in the state, but in the nations. And so Mickey is one of those, and that was quite a great account that he gave of Mickey with Billy Graham. And of course, Billy Graham was another individual who just walked with God, and God used him in a special way. Well, we want to just let you know that this is Prayer and Share. And during Prayer and Share, we look to connect with old friends and new friends. And some of you are longtime partners with us at WCNO. Others are just beginning to connect with us. And you're new listeners. And we have had some new first-time givers calling in during Prayer and Share already. And although this is, it's actually on the calendar week two, it really feels more like week one, because we had quite a week last week with the storm and preparation, and then pickup, cleanup, and I still have pickup and cleanup to do around my house. I hauled palm fronds and broken fence panel pieces out to discard, and I still have some more panels to build and repair and replace, and I suspect Dave and Karen, that we have a lot of listeners that have been back on their job trying, you know, working to catch up, and at the same time have things at home. And so the responses have not been as energetic as we've had them in the past at times. And so we would just encourage you today to join us. Let us know what is on your heart. Let us know, Karen, I think you had some insight. You were thinking about God and storm stories. We probably have some people that have those.
Oh, and, you know, and when you hear what others have been through, you know, it causes you to think, and, you know, you can appreciate, like, if you didn't suffer any damage, then, you know, you become more thankful to the Lord for his protection. And then others that are in the same position, they know that there's hope.
Amen. Amen. And so we would encourage you to call in. And if you were in an area like we were talking yesterday with Steve Camp, and Steve actually has a home church as well and has just kind of started that. He was here in Palm City for a lot of for years. Their church was here for many years. And a tornado actually came, it sounds like, right through his yard and just missed his house and the building that's on his property that they are worshiping in. And they are a fairly new home church, and God is blessing them. And so it's great to have Steve with us. But that certainly was a story when he talked about the fence just being ripped up and what took place at their home. And, of course, with trees and other things, but they were protected. And as you said, Karen, some were injured and some had property damage and others did not, but all of us can celebrate the goodness of God regardless of what we face. But we would like to hear from you how God protected you. I think that encourages other people, because that spirit of fear that the enemy uses so many times can be it can be something you really have to resist. You really have to resist that attack of the enemy. And I think some having storms come during the night. My wife and I, we've talked about this, how during the day a hurricane is doesn't mm-hmm. seem as threatening.
Right.
But if it comes during the night, for some reason you can't see, you don't know what's happening. But anyhow, we know this. Our God rules over the day and the night, and he also rules over our lives. Well, I want to thank you, Bob and Bianca, so much for your ministry in the community and around the world. And I know Bob wasn't telling us things for anyone's glory but the Lord's, but for a small house church to have crossed the mark of having given $1 million to mission.
Yes, that's amazing.
That is an awesome testimony. Awesome testimony. So I think that's a great challenge. It certainly hit me strong. So thank you, Bob, for sharing that. They are making a one-time pledge of $100. And then the ministry, Haven of Hope Ministry, and Psalm 133 is attached to that, Haven of Hope Ministry, is making a one-time pledge of $150. And so we do start the morning with the matching fund last night being fully met, so that was fully met. But what I did not get to tell you yet, because all of Bob's gift in Haven of Hope, it is going to be matched up, and I'll tell you why if I can find the paperwork. It's right here in front of me. Richard, with the power of 12, and I know that that Richard has some insight in regards to the number 12 and with the apostles and with the ministry. And he always calls in and shares with us, and God's done a lot of great, rich ministry through his life as well. I'll never forget the first time I called him and we were able to talk, and he shared a lot of his vision and some of the ministry that God's opened up for him. He knows that we're here lifting up Jesus, and so he called in, I believe this was yesterday, with a matching fund challenge, and I like that nice orange tag we have across the top, matching fund challenge, and made a contribution of $512. And so, Richard, we want to thank you for that, the work that God has done in your life. And I think you have a little more understanding on the power of 12 than a lot of us do, but I do thank you for your ministry and for your gift. $512, that's a matching fund challenge that started the morning out, and that already was in the computer. So Bob and Haven of Hope, that $250 between the ministry and them personally is going to go into that. And so we'll add that in this morning. We also have a donation that, let's see, I mailed my check for $50 yesterday. And this is coming from, I guess I can say, Janie. And so thank you, Janie, for that donation, and we will look for your check as it comes in. We're going to count that this morning as part of our matching fund, so we're up to $300 already. And then we have a $13 donation for 15 minutes of programming. Now, how about that? Now, that's splitting the hourly cost into quarters. And so that is quite awesome. And Sherry is doing that with a note, 15 minutes of programming, carrying that. And we want to thank Sherry from Stewart for making that donation and making us aware that $13, I believe that is correct, will cover 15 minutes of listener share support. So I believe a lot of people can give, you know, a $13 or $15 donation. So that is awesome. All that's going to be matching funds. And so, David, you have some phone numbers and information, and you look wide awake this morning.
Well, that's appearances are deceiving.
At least awake.
I'm awake, yeah.
Maybe not wide awake, but
wide would awake. Not anywhere be near defining my awakeness.
I have not smelled any coffee this morning.
Well, I'm getting there. I'm building up to it. I had a significant amount at home, so.
Oh,
You know, I'll just feel like shoving, forget brewing, just shoving the grounds between my my lips, on you the, know, and like, yeah.
Anyway, I'm not sure how that works. But,
yeah, it won't work real well.
Well, I have to say, David, when you are making coffee, it smells to me as if I am in a area where the coffee beans are being roasted mm-hmm. and toasted. It,
yeah,
it just
like
permeates all through the studio here, and so it's quite nice.
It's a way of having room deodorized, you know, without having to wander around with a spray can, you know. Anyway, there's a phone number that you all need to write it down. Write it down, 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. That is the number when punched into your phone in the correct order. We'll get the phones here in the station to ring, and one of us will answer it. And you can tell us what God's put on your heart. And make no mistake, it's God putting it on your heart. He's put it there, and for us, always the question is, A, are we listening? And if we are, B, when are we going to move?
Mm-hmm.
And it's in the power of the Spirit always. But that's what's going on here with this very different prayer and share. We've all remarked on this, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
It has been very different.
I've been asking the Lord, you know, what's going on? You know, because mm-hmm. we know the storm, everything's been blown. The storm blew a lot apart, including mm-hmm. our nice little plans for, you know, going on the air for 11 hours a day for, you know, 10 days, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's out the window. But so I was paying attention to what we are, what is happening. And we haven't gotten the volume of calls we would like, but the volume of the releasing of God's truth, the stories that are being told, like Bob Roach this morning,
mm-hmm.
the just what God is using us, which he always uses us to get the truth out there and tell the stories. And that's one of the things I do know that God is using us for during this prayer and share.
Amen.
Amen. And God is definitely doing that, and we're going to continue through this day. We're looking for your calls, and again, thank you, Bob and Bianca. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your morning to come and share with us, and it was rich, and so we recorded that, and I look forward to being able to share some of that on down the road as we have a beautiful, I think, remembrance of Mickey Evans, as well as a strong word and a strong prayer over the Treasure Coast of Florida. Mm. So that is quite great, and I've always found that there is tremendous edification in getting acquainted with other brothers and sisters in the kingdom. Mm. And oftentimes it's people we don't see all the time. So if we can get beyond just sitting for a bagel at a conference and actually get relational and maybe get our hands dirty together, you know, in the kingdom doing some spiritual building or warfare, it's a beautiful thing. And we encourage Amen. You as pastors and as congregants to recognize the beauty of the body of Christ, and that however perfect the fellowship is that you lead or you're a part of, there is so much more outside the door, so Amen. Much more than you've experienced yet. And that was a big lesson for me. I kind of thought if everybody could be just like us, it would be pretty great. Until I ran into the reality that wasn't quite the case. But amen. We all have a part. And together it's important. 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. So just to let you know where we are, we have this morning we're going to move ahead, and we have $199, $199, no thousands this morning. We're starting with $199 remaining in matching funds because of the gifts that have already come in. So give us a shout with your donation. And Karen, talk just a second about pledges, and then we're going to see if we can find some music here.
Yes, if you don't have resources available, but you'd like to support WCNO in this fundraiser, you could simply give us a call and let us know the amount you'd like to give. We could send you out a letter with a return envelope. And when you're able, when those resources become available, you can just send them in We don't keep track of pledges. A pledge is just that promise that you're going to send those resources in whenever you receive them. But we can count it as good as done right now. Unlike when you write a